We just sung what we typically refer to as a Christmas carol, but even as we sung it tonight, perhaps, we recognize that it really refers to the future reign of Christ following his second, not his first, coming. And what we sung about was that the future is better. There is hope. That hope has always been, for the believer, a tremendous source of encouragement. I'd invite you to turn with me now to Hebrews chapter 10, if you would, the passage that we are in this morning, but a later verse. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 34. The early church Christians discovered what believers throughout every century has discovered, that in that hope that the future is better is tremendous encouragement and tremendous motivation for faithfulness. Look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 34. For ye had compassion on me in my bonds, the writer expresses here, and you took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, the confiscation of your property is that what it refers to there. You joyfully considered when your property was confiscated, knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. The testimony of these believers was that when their stuff was taken, and not just their stuff, but really when all of their livelihood was taken, they maintained their joy because they knew their future was secured in hope. And so even in the hall of faith that we read about in the next chapter, we read of Abraham, who knew that he was looking for a better city, that he was a citizen of a different country. Again, in the eyes of the world, this is crazy talk. But according to verse 38, for those who live by faith, this is just a firm belief in the utmost reality that the best is yet to come, that the future is better and guaranteed. Brenda Meckley is going to come and share a testimony with us regarding this idea of the future of a hope and what this promise has meant to her specifically and how it has been a source of encouragement for her and by extension for us as well.